Now, verse 2. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Now, this is interesting. And this is the thing that may hurt the extreme separationists. The strong brother in the faith is the one eating all things. The weak brother is the vegetarian. The strong brother realizes that Jesus made all meats clean, cleansing all meats. After the flood, God gave all meats to be eaten. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things, Genesis 9:3. But God made a distinction between clean and unclean animals for the nation Israel. And the instructed believer knows this does not apply to him. For the apostle says, but meat commendeth us not to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. You remember Peter was given that practical lesson on the housetop of Simon the Tanner in Joppa. This man, Simon Peter, says, I haven't eaten anything unclean. Boy, was he separated. And he was proud of the fact, I've never eaten anything unclean. The Holy Spirit said to him, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. Now, Paul could eat meat with no compunction of conscience whatsoever. But this man, Simon Peter, he had scruples about it. Now, what about it? Well, may I say to you that one can eat, the other cannot. And by the grace of God, one's not to eat and one's to eat. What's the principle? We'll come to it. Verse 3 now. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Now, I recognize I'm wrong when I condemn these extreme separationists. They want to be that way. Candidly, that's their business. The thing, though, that bugs me is they want to straighten me out. And I know I need straightening out, but they're not the crowd to do it. I'm sure of that. May I say to you that one group is not to condemn another. And he uses now meat. This could apply to anything. If you believe that you shouldn't eat meat, and let me keep it in that area, then you shouldn't eat meat, friend. But if you believe that you can eat meat, then you eat the meat. That's the principle that he'll come to. Now we come here to verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he hath holden up, for God's able to make him stand. And friends, this is devastating. Paul says here, what right have you to judge another man's servant? What right have you, Christian friend, to sit in judgment on another Christian's conduct about something that's questionable? What right have you? Are you God? Is that person accountable to you? Paul says, he's not accountable to you. He's accountable to God. He's going to stand before his own master. Can you imagine going out to dinner? And the servant in the kitchen who's serving brings in cold biscuits. And you say to the servant, what's the big idea of bringing me cold biscuits? And you dress down and bawl out, we say, the common colloquialism. You bawl out the servant, the cook. May I say to you, it'd be an awkward silence in that home. That person is not your servant. Maybe she shouldn't have served cold biscuits. That's none of your business. I have a notion that the lady of the house will go back in the kitchen and she'll attend to that matter. And by the way, Christian friend, maybe you don't like the way I part my hair, but I don't have to account to you. I'm responsible to God for my life. I'm responsible to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my master, and you're not my master.